CX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is shut down. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers now furloughed and not getting a paycheck. ABC's Rachel Scott covering developments in Washington.
The Department of Labor seeing 76% of its workforce temporarily reduced. At Health and Human Services, 41% of employees will be furloughed, including 64% of workers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Members of the military also hit hard, many forced to work without a paycheck.
The FBI, the CIA, air traffic controllers, and TSA agents are all continuing to work. Part of a New York City high-rise has collapsed, leaving a corner of the building a pile of rubble. No immediate reports of injuries. Firefighters say they were responding to a report of a gas explosion that collapsed the incinerator shaft in the Bronx. Rescuers desperately searching for any survivors after a strong earthquake in the central Philippines that left at least 69 people dead. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A man was arrested for allegedly threatening to blow up the state capitol last week. Madison police say they got a call with the threat the night of September 22nd. They say it came from the area of University and Breeze Terrace. When they got there, they say the man continued to say the same thing, that he wanted to blow up the capitol, so they arrested him for making terrorist threats. Of course, this comes as political violence is on the rise after the shooting of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. The alleged shooter's manifesto named 11 Wisconsin political figures on a supposed hit list. Plus, the killing of Charlie Kirk last month in Utah has more people on edge. Earlier this summer, Speaker Robin Voss requested increased security at the Capitol after the assassinations in Minnesota. And after Kirk's killing, he said he was open to other security measures as well. Meanwhile, two schools in McFarland were put on a hold yesterday. It happened at about 9 o'clock in the morning. Police say there was a domestic disturbance and the suspect ran. Authorities say they spotted his car near Indian Mound Middle School and McFarland High School. So those schools were put on a secure hold, which is where class continues as normal, but no one is allowed in or out of the building. Authorities say they arrested the suspect and the hold was lifted about 15 minutes later. And the local priest accused of attempted child sex crimes has pleaded not guilty. Father Andrew Showers is charged in Waupaca County. WISC reports police say he drove to meet with a 14-year-old named Abby he met online, but Abby was actually an undercover officer. He entered a not guilty plea to three charges yesterday. The Madison Diocese says they got one complaint against him and brought it to Lodi police, who said it didn't rise to the level of a crime. Meanwhile, a woman says she filed a police report last year after Showers assaulted her in Chicago. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-three game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season, manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabe. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds.
Giving you right now. But,
what about What Does the Fox Say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is the Fox Say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
And this is the War Ravaged Portland. And let me just read the letter.
My dearest Suzanne, we are a city under siege. The Antifa forces have our city surrounded. If all is lost, you'll find me at Whole Foods drinking kombucha. Forever yours, my darling.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, we'll welcome back Jim Santel.
Let's find out if sending the military into the cities as a training ground is impeachable or not.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, where thinking is still fashionable.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
A few months ago, I was at the White House when President Trump announced his Liberation Day for America's trade policy. It was a landmark day. Well, today is another Liberation Day. The liberation of America's warriors, in name, in deed, and in authorities. You kill people and break things for a living. You are not politically correct and don't necessarily belong always in polite society.
He sounds so lovely, doesn't he? It is 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. 323-410-0458 is the number. That was Pete Hegseth, who bores me. I co-host on the Politics Bar.
You do?
He emailed me that if you type Geneva Convention Rules of Engagement into the Googles, This comes up. The Geneva Conventions are the foundational, quote, rules of engagement for limiting the suffering during wartime, establishing a universal standard for humanitarian law that protects individuals not participating in hostilities. So there, Marine man. So yes, it is parts of the rules of engagement. This guy obviously was a troll, and I normally don't hang up on callers, but I did with him because he bored me.
Well, and we were up,
against a break.
I think we effectively took care of him.
I think so too.
Yeah.
He's boring, and if you're boring.
Well, he was incorrect.
Exactly.
He was absolutely incorrect, and he needed to be corrected.
And I said this during the break, but you can't compare your personal experience in the military from 2000 to what's happening right now.
Exactly.
True.
It's changed drastically. I wasn't even born yet.
Right.
It's changed drastically.
Right. And what this guy apparently did in Atlanta is not what Trump and Hegseth were proposing yesterday.
Exactly.
Trump and Hegseth were proposing training inside American cities, turning weapons on American citizens.
Mm-hmm. He said, Donald even mentioned, well, if they're not wearing uniforms, it's harder, but we'll figure something out. I mean, I don't have my Antifa uniform, so there is that.
Yeah, it's at the dry cleaners right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm going to go to the headquarters, and maybe I'll eat in the cafeteria there before my meeting.
You know what's really good is their pesto pasta.
Ooh,
it's really, really good.
Their Frito pie is really good.
Yeah, and their kale salads. Mm-hmm. To die for.
I heard Aaron was shipping smoothies there. $20 smoothies. Hailey Bieber smoothie at my Antifa conference.
We were talking about that before the show. What is it with Erewhon?
I know. It's been around forever.
Well, Erewhon, it's a local a very bougie high-end supermarket here in Los Angeles.
It's just overly expensive.
Yeah.
So then people, influencers,
like $20 smoothies.
$20 Hailey Bieber smoothie, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And people go and they get free marketing and advertising every day on TikTok and Instagram.
I have never stepped foot in one just out of principle.
I've gone. There's one by my house.
Uh-huh.
The Hailey Bieber smoothie, she kind of popped off. It's kind of good. $20 good? Absolutely not. Yes.
What's in it?
It's like strawberry and like coconut and like coconut fluff and
that's fine.
It's like you can get it at Jamba Juice.
You can make your own.
It's good though.
Okay.
They make it pretty.
What's coconut fluff?
It's like marshmallow fluff, but made of coconut.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Now I know way too much more than I ever needed to know about that. Oh my God. Okay. Wait. Brian in North Carolina, you can explain training in Atlanta. So let's go with that.
No, I can't say I can explain training in Atlanta. I didn't realize that guy was, I did not know he was a troll.
Oh, definitely.
But some military units do go out into our cities. And they train, but a lot of that is for urban warfare.
Right.
And I think Malcolm can tell you about that when he shows up.
Right.
In my part of North Carolina, we have the special forces people running through the woods doing their training so they can be official special forces.
Right.
So that's probably what your troll was trying to hint at. Plus a little snarky on the side.
Well, yes, of course.
I thought Chris was going to go through the. I thought Chris was going to go through the microphone and thrash me.
Well, I mean, he needed to be corrected.
He needed to be corrected, as Ms. Miller would.
And one last thing.
Yes. Uh-huh.
One last thing, and then I'm go. There are places where the military do build the cities
so they
can do the training. So
absolutely.
Camp Pendleton, right down the coast here.
Yeah, Camp Pendleton does that all the time.
Yeah, they have a city there that is
made for urban
warfare training.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right.
All right. All right. Have a good day, Brian.
You too.
That's the thing. Like, they'll train you for urban warfare, but they're going to build it in a safe environment so that civilians aren't put at risk.
Yeah.
And it's just Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump. They're again thought bubble. I know that we have an FCC license that we don't want to lose. So
it's like even if that's what they meant, like we know that's not what they meant.
Right, exactly.
Come on.
Right.
I mean, and there is the posse comitatus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a direct violation of posse comitatus. In fact,
What Trump meant yesterday was using the military to round up
us
people, you know, brown people.
Well, and anybody protesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, there's a protest coming up on October 18th, and it's going to be another big one.
Yeah. Right.
And so that's, I think, where their brains are going with that.
Yeah. Trump yesterday did not mean, you know, protecting businesses against looters during a natural disaster.
No, or like when they were called in during the 92 riots.
Right.
That was a whole different bag of problems.
Right.
And we're not Portland is a safe city, everybody. So is Los Angeles.
Right.
So is Chicago. So is Washington, D.C.
Right. We do not need the military in our streets.
And the ICE is acting like that anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. They're frightening. They're very, 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 very frightening. Let's have Ruben Gallego, number six, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Look, the president's an idiot. He doesn't actually understand how the military works. The oath that, you know, our members of the military take, they will not be firing upon their own men and women, their own neighbors. Only, again, an idiot like Donald Trump would believe that such a thing. And we'll do everything within our constitutional power to make sure we hold anybody accountable should they ever do something of that nature.
Yeah, and Gallego, I believe, is a Marine veteran.
I believe so.
Yeah, so he knows what he's talking about.
Well, she and Tammy Duckworth also wants Hegseth to resign. And she said that Hegseth's rules changes for the military effectively encourage hazing when it comes to their training. She called it utterly appalling. And Hegseth should be more aware that troops have died as a result of hazing. And he's changing to some rules of engagement. Hello. And she is a veteran. It will create more enemies of America and make it more likely those enemies would torture captured American troops. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
She knows.
Yep.
She lost limbs.
Yep. In combat.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
She's the type of person that Pete Hegseth would never have allowed to be in.
That's right.
To begin with. So, hey, Jimmy, you're a Vietnam vet?
Jim. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for your service, sir. So you think?
Yes, ma'am.
You say the troll was not in the military at all. Let's hear your take.
Yeah, I want to hear what you have to say about that.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, I'm down here in Atlanta, and I think if anyone is familiar with Me Lie, that was really rules of engagement, totally gone, you know,
yep.
off the rails.
Off the rails.
Yeah, absolutely.
And and you have a guy who's sitting here, he's got this mentality where, well, they should do, you know, they should do anything they want to accomplish the mission. Well, no, you've got people, innocent people, who are just basically, you know, trying to get on with their lives, mm-hmm. and really getting caught up and getting caught up in the political, you know, firestorm of, right. Of different countries.
Right. Yeah.
And this guy who was talking and listening to Hegseth talk, I mean, I've been around those generals. I've been around those kind of people.
Absolutely.
And trust me, they will not do what Trump or Hegseth is trying to get them to do and turn against the American population. And most despots, you know, and I remember when they had, you know, all of these, you know, demonstrations in Europe.
Yep.
And the one way that, you know, that a lot of people like your, you know, in Czechoslovakia,
right.
Hungary, mm-hmm. Poland,
right.
they use the military to crush rebellion.
Absolutely. And that's what, and if we're not careful, that's what's going to happen here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jimmy, and thank you for your service.
Yep.
We
have to break a little bit early because we're expecting Ali Velshi here.
Yes, he's supposed to be calling in a few minutes, so we will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Buongiorno. I'm Fabio. And I'm very interested in
Stephanie Miller.
Well, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate and is backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com, use the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack. Save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. That's Zyppah.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Zepa, Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. It's scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Use the collagen I use and love. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go get my collagen, getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of.
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait. Mom, what?
What?
Huh?
Hold on.
What'd you say?
Wait a second, huh?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 20 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. We were about to get Ali Velshi on the show.
Ali!
Mr. Velshi, thank you so much for being on today. How
hey,
are
Ali.
You?
Hello. It is great to be back. Did Stephanie ban me or something? Did I have to wait for you to be here, Jody, to get back on? I love being on the show. We love having you, Ali.
We do, too.
We want to have you on more often.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So you're doing the MSNBC 25 Live thingy. That's so cool. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We did it last year, mm-hmm. and we're doing it on October 11th in New York mm-hmm. at the Hammerstein Ballroom. And we're inviting our people, like whoever you are. Our people are everybody, right? Anybody who wants to come and talk to the hosts that they enjoy and they watch, we're happy to just get a hug from you or some harsh criticism, because we may not be doing what people need right now. What everybody needs might be different today, right? Interpreting where we are in this mess and figuring out what your role is and what you want from us. So there's all of that that we're doing, which we're really looking forward to. But I'll tell you, on a very personal level, uh-huh. I'm kind of just looking forward to the community, right? I'm looking forward to being amongst people who share the view that we're not in a great place right now, but that's okay. We've not been in great places at other times in our history,
right?
But we all have a role to play, and let's do it together. And if we can give each other the hugs and the support while we do it, that's okay.
I agree completely. I wish I could go.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys got to bring it out here to L.A. one year.
Yeah. I really hope that this is where this goes, right? Where mm-hmm. obviously we're all gathered in New York, which is relatively easy because we're mostly in New York and
right.
D.C. But what if we took sort of some parts about that and went around the country and talked to people? Because I think it's a good time for us to hear from people about what they need from us.
Right.
I think we know. But, you know, social media has changed, right?
Sure.
Not everybody. A lot of our viewers are like regular people. They don't want to be in these ridiculous, heated fights in social media all the time.
Right.
But maybe if they just tell us, hey, I could do with more of this from you, or you could really help us, or I really loved when you do that. I think it's worth going around the country and listening to people tell us that.
I think that's a great idea.
Especially in red areas of the country.
Absolutely.
I think there's an appetite for, there are blue people in the red areas of the country, and there's an appetite to connect with, people that they see on TV all
the time. I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
And, because I go around, I've got this thing called Velshi Across America, where I go around and I talk to people from across the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you have debates with people who aren't in the same place that you are politically in the country, they don't want their debates to feel like the way it goes in social media and the heatedness of all the debates. It's not how normal people talk.
Right.
They will argue, and they should argue, and we should all debate. We should argue with one another, but we don't have to do it this way. And I think that's also helpful, modeling to people what dialogue can actually look like, what debate can look like, without everything being a winner-take-all fight. Yep.
Absolutely.
I love that.
I love that idea. I love that you do that. When you're back in L.A., that would be great to do that, too.
Yeah.
So your thoughts on the Hegseth-Donald Trump rally yesterday?
Are we allowed to swear on the show? I mean,
no.
No. We're still encumbered by the FCC.
put the hex stuff away, because we can talk about that for a very long time.
Yeah.
But there are no surprises there, right? Right. He's sort of an incompetent guy in a job he shouldn't be in.
Right.
Lecturing, you know, he left the National Guard as a major, and he's lecturing generals and admirals about how to be strong and what to look like and BS like that. That said, the Trump stuff I thought was very alarming on two levels. Mm-hmm. One is he talked about the enemy within.
Yes.
Which is wild. And by the way, remember, and he said that, you know, our city should be the training ground for our military.
Mm-hmm.
It's what happened in the civil rights movement, right? We had, preceding the civil rights movement, we had the military mm-hmm. in America's cities working against American citizens. That was really bad. And there's nobody who thinks that should happen again, or at least no thinking people who like democracy who think that should happen again.
Right.
So I was deeply alarmed, not just that he said it, but that every Republican in this country and every conservative in this country was not up in arms by saying, that's not what we do. That's not how we do it. That's not what the use of the military for. It's actually illegal, and that's anti-democratic. So I think that part alarmed me more. Nothing Hegseth does actually ever surprises me anymore. We knew he was a misogynist. We knew he was homophobic, right. And we knew he wasn't capable of doing the job that he's done. You had to see the faces of those generals and those admirals. They
yeah.
were like, everybody was trying very hard not to get caught on camera with a face they shouldn't have that's going to get them fired.
Right.
But it was very clear that this was a terrible thing for that.
I agree completely. And on the other happy clappy note, happy shutdown day. How do
yeah.
you celebrate?
Honestly, I this is a tough one because
yeah.
it will hurt the economy and it will hurt people. But Trump has said he's going to fire a whole bunch of people, not just furlough them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Democrats, not Democratic leaders, but Democrats are saying he's going to do it anyway. It's like Doge. They're going to cut government. They're going to use this as an excuse while we're blowing up boats off the coast of Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
But TSA workers aren't going to get paid. I think it's worth it for Democrats to sit there and say we're not going to fold right now. I think the world is not about progressives versus moderates. It's about folders versus fighters.
Absolutely.
Right now. And I think under great pressure, Hakeem Jeffries and Schumer have decided, at least for the moment, to be fighters.
I know, and I completely agree with you. I think I think that when they folded in March, when Schumer decided, okay, let's not
yep.
do this, that was a bad idea. I think that holding strong this time around is, yes, it's unfortunate that a lot of essential workers are not going to get paid and still have to go to work. Poor Bella, who works here, she's flying on Saturday, so we're mm-hmm. like, please be nice to the TSA
yeah,
agents.
Yeah, the TSA people aren't getting paid right now.
Yeah.
And
yes, they're not your problem.
No,
but the government was never your problem. That's right. The point, right? This government made it about the government being the problem. It's like, have we all figured out now that all of these cuts to civil service workers and health care and all that were not actually about any government workers or bloat in the government? It's just about tax cuts.
Yeah. Always. It's always about tax cuts when it comes to the GOP, in my humble opinion.
Tax cuts for the wealthy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Not for me.
No.
Yes, correct.
You know, it's for the uber
yeah.
wealthy even.
Yeah.
So with regard to, say, Portland. Okay, so we have this rally coming up on October 18th. Do you think that's part of the impetus for Donald and Pete Hegseth to want military in the streets because they're worried about
in
that
American
protest?
Cities. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think everything is a proxy for Donald Trump, right? Everything's a fight. So, with certainly he's setting it up with Zoran Mamdani in New York, right?
Yes.
I actually think he's calling him a communist. He's talking about how we're going to lose control. And I truly think that'll be the impetus for perhaps the National Guard rolling into New York and all the carrying on about how New York is an embattled city on fire. Portland on Sunday, I had people sending me photographs from Portland about
uh-huh.
their city on fire. It was like people having coffee,
right.
Trams running down the street. But we don't get our information from the same place these days, right? So there's
right.
a whole bunch of people who believe that Donald Trump's doing these things to protect your safety
mm-hmm.
and your liberty. And there are not enough Americans who understand that this is how it always goes in authoritarian places, right? Duterte in the Philippines said, this is to keep you safe. Hitler did this. Mussolini
mm-hmm.
did this.
Right.
They did this in Rwanda. It never ends right.
Right.
It never ends well. So you don't. You have to draw a very red line to say, in fact, in Rome, they did this, right? It was called crossing the Rubicon.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you do not cross the Rubicon River on your way into Rome at the head of an army. That's
right.
the rule. The army is for outside.
Right.
And we deal with our own selves with civilian policing. So I think everything's a fight for Donald Trump. He's just trying to figure out what sticks.
Yep, exactly.
I agree completely, sir. So MSNBC Live 25 is on October 11th in New York City. So everybody in New York, go get your tickets.
Yes.
Have fun. Enjoy the time.
Thank you. And everybody from anywhere.
Anybody from anywhere,
come on down. We'll be happy to host you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Mr. Velshi. It was an honor to speak with you.
Thanks, Allie. Talk to you later.
Bye. My pleasure. Good to be back with you.
Okay.
All.
Bye-bye. That was cool.
That was cool. I love him.
I'm a fan. So
yeah, the bald prophet of doom, B-Pod.
Yes, he absolutely is. It's 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX. Because silence makes you nervous.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Two homes for veterans facing homelessness in Wisconsin are now closed. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program gave vets a place to stay and access to services to help them get back on their feet. Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal included $1.9 million to keep the program afloat, but Republicans removed it from the budget, and it was not in the eventual deal that GOP lawmakers struck with the governor. There are three homes in this program. Two of them have closed, the ones in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay. That means the only one left is in Union Grove. State Senator Jamie Wall from Green Bay.
Closure of these facilities means that there are going to be 41 fewer beds for homeless veterans in northern Wisconsin as we approach this winter. This didn't have to happen, and it's a shame that it did.
State Senator Republican Andre Jacques authored a bill that would bring back the funding. There was a public hearing on it a couple weeks ago. Rock Larson is a Wood County Veteran Service Officer.
In the recent past, I have veterans who could benefit from this program and homeless veterans from central Wisconsin state that they have no desire to relocate to southeastern Wisconsin. These program sites offer veterans residential programs to build the skills necessary for them to re-enter the local communities and be sustainable. Without the case management and roof over these heads that this program offers these veterans, they are doomed to poverty and chronic homelessness.
The Journal Sentinel reports 10 veterans were moved to the last remaining site in Union Grove. 11 had to be moved to programs not specifically meant for veterans, or even to Minnesota and Michigan. Data shows there are currently about 350 homeless veterans in Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is wind. W-I-N-D, wind. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
Ever hear conservatives explain away Charlie Kirk's racism by saying, oh, he was taken out of context? I debunk that baloney in full at 5:30. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
USKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
These National Guardsmen do not want to be turned against their fellow Americans. We're seeing this here in Washington, D.C. It is an insult. Donald Donald Trump is insulting the service members of this country by putting them on these silly tasks that they themselves do not want to be enforcing. And so we have to understand that standing up matters, that our voice matters, to not give in to the cynicism, because that is what they rely on in order to perpetuate this idea that they have total immunity from consequence.
Amen, AOC.
AOC, yeah.
It is 30, it. Yeah, no kidding. 34 minutes after the hour, I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller in her birthday week.
Yes.
And look who we have here.
We can dance if we want to, if we hope somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, let's the Malcolm Nance. It's the Malcolm Nance. Well, let's the Malcolm Nance.
Good morning. How are you? And what do you think of Pete Hegseth?
Yeah,
go.
How about that?
God, first, right out of the box. Yep. Well, first, just to let you guys know, I'm overseas on one of my annual secret missions. And Jody, I can't tell if that's a hot dog on your T-shirt or a giant chili.
It's a chili. It's Jody's. It's spicy Jody's hot sauce.
Spicy Jody, because Jody gets to curse when she's on the Bob Seska show, and so they call her Spicy Jody.
Yeah.
She has her own T-shirt. Now
I have my own T-shirt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, let's get down to the business of talking about fools.
Yeah.
Pete accepts. I can't find the words to describe what that jamboree was that he called. I think that what went on is that Hegseth called this meeting together to give his rah-rah pep speech, but he did not intend for Trump to come there.
Right.
And we saw that in reporting that Trump 2 days later was saying like, oh, I didn't know that. And then the next day it was, I will speak to them.
Right.
So it was a monumental wall of idiocy.
Sure.
I mean, some of the stupidest things that I've heard in a very long time. I thought he would get, you know, we thought that he was going to, you know, tilt more towards the you will obey our orders
right.
as given. He hinted at that. But there was a lot more stupid things and psychobabble and ridiculousness, and then Trump came on stage. And then it was just Grandpa, you know, talking to the walls at Arby's. Yeah, it was something else. And I actually had to listen to all of it, so I'm really upset.
Well, I mean, because we had a troll call earlier saying that the rules of engagement are not what he's not defying any sort of international law by saying we don't want to follow the rules of engagement. Is that?
Yes, sir.
He is violating international law by saying that, isn't
yes.
he?
Yes. Well, you know, this is Pete Hegseth's version of how can I put it, the Arnold Schwarzenegger version of how you should fight in a war, or those ridiculous Navy SEAL movies that you see come out all the time, and they go, "We can't shoot those civilians because of the rules of engagement,"
right.
or "That boy baby has a bomb and I need to shoot him." You know, the first thing Donald Trump did besides hiring the top two female admirals. That was step one and step two. Then he fired the top black guy, who was the senior military person in the entire armed forces.
Right.
Then fourth, fifth, and sixth firings were the top three lawyers at the Defense Department, the judge advocate generals, the top lawyers who have an entire corps of officers going all the way down to the unit level who advise you on what is legal and what is not legal. And, you know, if I could point out, in Trump's first term, he pardoned a boatload of convicted murderers and war criminals.
Yes, he did.
And what Pete Hegseth is doing is he is incorporating that to be the way it's going to be. They are going to start his little nudge and a wink about, you know, you shouldn't be kicked out of the military if you make a mistake. What, Pete? Like be a raging drunk or sexually assault women or murder people in the field? The reason that we have excellence in military leadership and we're the finest fighting force in the world is because we have 250 years of weeding out drunk mugs like that guy
right.
from the military, because that one mistake is not forgivable if you have a DUI and then you bring that into your command. We have rehab and stuff like that for that. Stuff expunged from the military record and going after all those pesky women who keep constantly sending in repeated sexual assault claims because nothing ever happens. He literally said that minus the R word.
Yep.
Yes, he did. You're absolutely right. Because how dare we complain more than once about anything?
Yeah, well, the EEO, Equal Opportunity. I put in complaints. I put in a massive one. And, you know, I still have that package. It's like 4 inches deep. And when you get it, you get it. You know, one of the most amazing people I have ever met in my post-war career is one time I was giving a speech. I was invited to give a speech to a women's auxiliary down in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And one of this guy walks up to me and he goes, "Hi, I'm Commander such and such. I was the first black pilot in the Blue Angels." Then he was squadron commander. And I was like, holy cow, wrong guy is giving this speech. Right? That's amazing. You know what he said? After one tour, they were like, yeah, you know, get out. We don't need any more blacks in the Blue Angels.
Wow.
And he put in an EEO complaint. The freaking Angels, and he flew for 5 years.
Wow.
And they said the same thing to the first woman. And then Hegseth goes up there and says, we're going to eliminate first. Right?
Right.
Well, you didn't eliminate the first freaking genocide of Indians at Wounded Knee. You gave 20 Medal of Honors, which back then was just like, you know, a attaboy, for mass murdering hundreds of women and children.
Yeah.
He has no problem with that. That drunk whatever just ordered West Point. I'm not joking, sorry, almost got too buzzed there.
Yeah.
He ordered West Point to put back Robert E. Lee's portrait. He is a traitor. The traitor who abandoned being commandant at West Point, left the U.S. Army, left West Point unattended to go and do treason against the United States. This is Pete Hegseth's military, and it's going to be awful.
I mean, the what was interesting, we talked about it a little bit earlier, when Donald did walk out on that stage and nobody reacted, it put him off immediately.
Yeah, it did.
Let me tell you another image that I had that I really think that Trump and Hegseth thought they were doing was, remember when Trump went down to Fort Bragg and they had that circular going out, they only wanted Trump supporters behind the president, and Trump got them cheering? Okay, that was 100% break with military protocol.
Right, that's what
they were ordered to do that. You cannot order them to do that. So what happened at the Pentagon was these people, most of these generals and admirals have 30 to 40 years in service, okay? They will not break protocol for you. The people who were tittering and laughing lightly, those were the, or applauding lightly, the golf claps, those were Department of Defense employees,
civilians. That's what
civilians.
I thought, yeah.
They're allowed to do that. But Trump, when they, you know, when Hegseth, you know, does his, first off, trying to mimic George Patton with the giant American flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those generals must have been like, Jesus, H.C. You know, this is the stupid Patton. You're a freaking major who is a reservist, a National Guardsman assigned to a reserve unit, and you wouldn't have been qualified to be promoted any further because you're a drinker.
Right.
Right. So if these guys have to sit there in front of that, the jokes they're going to be making in their private quarters with their sergeant majors and all that will be legion, and they'll leak out over time. But the problem is when he said, you know, we're going to go out and start killing people and breaking things.
Yeah.
Is our job. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's enacted by law, right? The National Defense Act of 1948, which created the Department of Defense.
Right.
So this, you know, she, you know, terrorist hater, you know, or she, He-Man terrorist hater club that he thought that he formed there was met with a wall of silence because they called the room to attention to respect civilian authority.
Right.
And then civilian authority walked off the stage. That's all you get. And Trump expected North Korean generals meeting.
He did.
Right? 400 people who are all applauding in unison to him and his psycho babble scream of crazy uncle consciousness. There was nothing there. And then I was waiting for it. Yep, here it comes. We're going to be using you in American cities very soon. We're going to be going after the enemy within. That was Adolf Hitler's phrase for the Jews and the communists.
Yep.
Right? So there we have it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the last No Kings protest that I went to, I texted my mom and she goes, "Are you going downtown?" And I said, "No, I'm going in my neighborhood." And it was still bigger than I at all anticipated in my neighborhood. And she's like, "Just be careful, honey. I'm worried." And I'm like, "Don't worry, Mom. I'll be fine." But yeah, I mean, that's my concern. Is part of the reason they want to do this is because the next No Kings-ish rally is October 18th, and they know about it. And so I think they're scared that it's going to be bigger.
What are you guys expecting to find happen at that rally? What? What's your mom worried about? You're going to get too much gelato? I mean,
she was just worried
somebody
about
somebody might be serving cake.
No, she was worried that you know, police would show up and there could be violence directed at the protesters. That was her concern.
Yeah, your mom's lovely.
Yeah.
let me tell you one last thing. Speaking of No Kings, October 18th, okay, you know, I run FAFOPAC.org, FAFOPAC.org, FAFOPAC, right? Which stands for...
I know.
Action-focused objectives.
There you go.
And we have our own recommendation for those of you who are, you know, worried about congregating on October 18th, No Kings. We are kicking off on October 18th, the Overpass Takeover campaign.
Yes, nice.
Do your own protest. You could do it by yourself. You could do it with two or three of your friends. Put a sheet up that says, you know, release the Epstein files or, you know, FDT or whatever you want. But if you put it on an overpass and be up there on the morning of the 18th, waving American flags, playing ABBA and having a dance party, you will lock into the mindset of every person who is driving under you for no less than 15 minutes. And they will be looking for the next overpass to see if there is a micro, you know, a meta narrative that's out there. We want to impact the people that don't vote and that are getting lies told, not MAGA. Of course, MAGA may get angry and come up and tear down your sign, but hey, this is what, if you don't have anything to do with No Kings, you don't have a place to go, go to an overpass on a major highway and set up your own protest right there.
That's a great idea. I completely approve of that idea.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Malcolm. You stay safe in your secret mission, okay?
I will, believe me.
All right.
Beer o'clock over here.
have some nice beer o'clock beer.
Yes.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Bye,
bye-bye.
Sir. It is 47 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, yes. Here she is. Stephanie Miller, host of the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah. We got the group in the house tonight.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in an urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids, but our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of those common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, special $45 discount just for my audience, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health into your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Get the drill out of my face. Hey, no one wants to get their teeth drilled at the dentist, right? That's why I stopped. This is Dr. Chris Kammer from Victorious Dental. When you can heal cavities with brush-on medicine, why would you ever want to amputate tooth structure with a dental drill? There are no dental drills at Victorious Dental, and no shots either. Don't need them. For a kinder, more humane healing experience at the dentist, reach out to Victorious Dental at thedrillisgone.com.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Stephanie Miller.
Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to
Stephanie Miller.
Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
It is 51 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in with Chris Lavoie.
Hello.
And Bella with the Z. Carlos Alas Rocky is coming up at the top of the hour. Seth, the Homo of Hope, hi.
Lord, I love me some Jody Hamilton, Homo Chris Lavoie, and Bella with a Z, and Lorazepam.
Yeah, Lorazepam.
Hey. Yeah. So a couple of things. First of all, to the troll, once you cannot answer a question with a simple yes or no,
exactly.
You have lost.
Exactly.
Party
exactly.
Over.
Yeah.
When they didn't applaud for Trump at the rally, that was another escalator moment for him.
Yes,
he just totally stopped, couldn't move forward. But Bella with a Z, you're flying on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm flying to Amsterdam tomorrow.
Oh,
and I feel like I want to use the Stephanie Miller mode of operation and bring Starbucks cards to the TSA and to the customs people, but then I'm afraid that might look like bribery.
Well, maybe after you've passed through security, turn back around and hand them out. That way you haven't bribed them to get through.
Exactly. Although Olivia pointed out all the Starbucks are closing, so that would be
insult
to injury.
Oh.
I guess.
Wow. But,
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to miss you guys.
Well, have fun in Amsterdam. Yeah. I'm jealous. Yeah. I want to go with you.
Yeah. Yeah, come. And then we're going to take a cruise down the Rhine River.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be amazing. But I just, you know, the way you handled that troll was so, like, you guys are so right on point, and I just want to just honor you for all of that. Uh-huh. And, yes, what happened 20 years ago, 25 years ago, makes no comparison right. to what's happening now, exactly. as Bella said so aptly. And then the other thing I just want to mention, something Chris had mentioned earlier on, mm-hmm. About AOC. You know, the other day on TV yesterday, she did talk about rescission, mm-hmm. but I think the problem is this. You have to, like a fraction, you have to reduce it to its simplest terms. And it's basically the message has to be, if we were to agree to this, in this deal is, they can take it back.
Right.
You know, and that's, there's no backsies on this. Remember right. when you were a kid, backsies? And that's, you know, because when they talk about rescission, you know, I think it's not a medical procedure. It's, they just really have to take it to the simplest language that gets to people that they understand. No, you can't make an agreement with someone and then in the agreement say, oh, by the way, after right. this agreement, exactly. we can take everything back.
Exactly. And that's the main reason that the Democrats were against the continuing
right.
resolution.
And you know, I think the Democrats need to be pushing that more every time they get on TV to talk about the shutdown.
Especially while yes. it continues.
Right.
Absolutely. No, I agree
yes.
completely.
Because in other words, it makes anything you negotiate not worth the paper it's printed on.
Even if it's on A paper and not D paper right. with gold leaf and
right.
everything.
And average people can understand going back on someone's word.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what they did. So it should be an easy message to get across.
Yeah, it's a bumper sticker message.
Right.
It's
yeah.
very easy. It's
right.
very easy. Well, Seth, you have a safe flight, and if you can call us from Amsterdam, please do.
I will.
That's a long-distance call.
I'm already missing you.
Oh, I miss you. Oh,
we miss you, too. Safe travels. I hope you have a great time, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I am jealous. I've never been to Amsterdam.
I've never been either.
I want to go.
So what's going on? I don't go to Starbucks,
yeah.
so what's going on?
So I actually just looked it up, and I was going to print it to give it to you.
Okay.
But, yeah, so over 450 Starbucks locations are closing,
yep.
and this is mainly because the CEO is he claims it's because he wants to make Starbucks better and feel more
No, he wants
homey.
More money.
Special.
No,
yeah.
he wants more money. Starbucks is doing horribly. For a lot of reasons, A, boycotts everywhere
right.
because of, you know, mm-hmm. their political alignment. And aside from that, Starbucks is, like, it's convenient. I go there in
sure.
the mornings because it's the only place that's open.
Right.
I would much rather go to a local coffee shop that I actually really like.
Right.
Or, like, you know,
or
whatever.
A coffee bean or a pizza or something.
Yeah,
or,
something
or
else.
Or
like,
Phil's.
Yeah, or Phil's. Yeah. Oh, my God, Phil's. so good. But unfortunately, I have to go to Starbucks. It's
right.
the only place that's open that early.
Right.
But, yeah, so regardless, there are a bunch of baristas are getting laid off. People
yep.
who have been with the company forever. They're closing a bunch of really popular locations, too, that employ a lot of people. For example,
when they closed the one in West Hollywood on Santa Monica Boulevard,
yeah.
people were shocked because that place
yeah.
was always crowded.
Crowded. And they closed the
but
reserve.
They had a union.
Yeah,
that's different.
Exactly.
Like they had a push to become part of a union.
Yeah,
so
the reserve location in Seattle, mm-hmm. Not the Pike Place one, but the one on Capitol Hill,
right.
massive. At least 100 people are employed there. Like it's huge.
That's big, yeah.
That one closed down was insane. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. So
there's a five-story reserve on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. I wonder if that one has closed.
Oh,
that
gosh.
One was huge.
I'll look into that.
Yeah,
that'd be crazy.
That, wow, yeah, because I don't go to Starbucks. I'm not a big fan of their coffee.
It's not good.
No,
it like some of their drinks are good. Like I don't mind it.
It's a little bitter.
I also don't agree with how they align politically.
No.
And
then they try to squash unionization
yeah.
and things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's upsetting because it's the only place that's open that early. And sometimes I don't have enough coffee at home to make my cold brew.
Okay, she's starting to twitch now. She's really starting to twitch. Now I'm getting concerned.
The five-story one on Michigan Avenue is still open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Because there's one right by my house,
uh-huh.
and then there's one about a mile and a half away. They're like 7-Elevens. They're practically everywhere.
They are everywhere.
They really are. Okay, it is 8 minutes after the hour, Carlos Alazraki next.
92.7 WMDX. Like a podcast, but lazier.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media host Greg Bach joins me to discuss the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. Then Civic Media's Catherine Lake talks about a big movie screening in Madison, and actor Dan Davies drops by. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry,
hungry.
You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering. The Lakes, the Capitol, the UW, the radio station, 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal government's shut down and Republicans and Democrats fighting over who's responsible. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Republicans sought to reduce fraud, waste, and abuse in Medicaid, but the Democrats rejected their plan.
The Democrats said instead that they wanted to give health care to illegal aliens.
On ABC's Good Morning America, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Medicaid coverage for undocumented immigrants is against the law.
That's the law, and Democrats aren't trying to change that.
He described the shutdown as a health care crisis caused by Republicans. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hundreds of thousands of federal workers caught up in all of it. They will be without paychecks while they're furloughed. In New York City, part of a high-rise apartment building has collapsed. The incinerator shaft of the 20-story building in the Bronx is now gone. They're trying to figure out what caused it. No word on injuries. Indonesian rescue workers racing to find survivors after a school collapsed in East Java. This is ABC News.